they don't want it. They don't want God's Word. Because she held her traditions, she kept the Word of God from being of non-effect. The same now on spiritual Eve. She wants to keep her traditions and get away from the Word of God. She holds again to the denominations and her creeds and traditions of her elders instead of taking the Word of God. And when the promise of the Word in the last days is brought to her, she will not receive it because with her traditions, like the Hebrew bride did, the real Word though manifested, proven, vindicated. She won't have it. Why won't she? Because there's her time. She can't do it. Try. She can't beat your tithe. It's predicted she'll do it. So how are you going to keep from anything? Now the only thing you're going to be happy you're in. That's all you're waiting for. All right. God promised in the last days that he would manifest and would vindicate his word to her. And still she wouldn't do it. All that God promised her by his servants, the prophet, God promised through Jesus Christ, God promised through Joel, God promised through Paul, God promised through Malachi, God promised through John the Revelator, all them prophets just did exactly what the last message would be to her. Now, if you'll write them down, of course you all know them, Jesus, John 14:12, and Joel 2:38, Paul, 2 Timothy 3, Malachi, 4th chapter, and John the Revelator, Revelations 10:17, 1-17. Exactly what would take place now.
Amen.
And to the church, what is it? The incarnate Word made flesh amongst his people again.
Amen.
And they just don't believe it.